Well, good Friday morning. We are going to be reading from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 20. Of course, this is the Easter message. And with us, those that know our Jesus, and we've experienced the power of his resurrection in our own lives, and every day is a resurrection Easter Sunday morning. Amen? So let me see here again. God's saving word for today is hope. And in this passage of scripture, we'll find that an angel rolls the stone from the tomb, revealing that Jesus has been raised to life. The women rush to tell the disciples, and on the way they meet the risen Christ. Later, Jesus appears to his disciples on a hill in Galilee, calling them to go forth and make disciples of all people. So let's begin reading. After the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled the stone away and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the women. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying. So go quickly now and tell his disciples he has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I've told you." And so they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me." While the women went on their way, some of the soldiers guarding the tomb went back to the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. The chief priests met with the elders and made their plan. They gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and said, "You are to say that his disciples came during the night and stole his body while you were asleep. And if the governor should hear of this, we will convince him that you are innocent and you will have nothing to worry about." So the guards took the money and did what they were told to do. And so that is the report that is spread around by the Jews to this very day. The 11 disciples went to the hill in Galilee where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, even though some of them doubted. Jesus drew near and said to them, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you always to the end of the age." And that is our key verse for today, Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, I will be with you always to the end of the age. You know, the risen Christ appears first to the women. And notice how he addresses their fear. And then Jesus commands them to go and tell his disciples that he is alive. Jesus commands his followers to make disciples of all people. And think about that today. It's a command to everyone that you're going to go out and we're going to make disciples of all people. What ways have you carried out Jesus' command? And what ways have we as a church together, a church body together, worked together to carry out Jesus' command to make disciples of all nations? And then consider in what ways you can be an extension of Jesus' love to others. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. I thank and praise you, Lord God, for Jesus' resurrection and the hope that he offers. send me forth to make disciples, showing Christ's love to all people. Amen. Okay, well, that was a wonderful time together, church. I look forward to seeing you in church this coming Sunday. And again, keep looking up, because Jesus is coming soon. God bless.